Well, this morning I want to speak for 10 minutes on a text in John. John's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse 21. Now, you all know what that text is, don't you? Right. Shall I remind you? No, it was some Greeks came to Philip. Now do you remember? And they said to him, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Okay? It was the request of the Greeks to Philip. "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." That's what they said. Now, I'm sure that they just meant they would like to meet him and talk with him. They'd heard about him, I suppose, and they wanted to get close to him and find out. But it's a wonderful text, isn't it? Eh? It's a wonderful request, isn't it? Would that many, many more people would say, "We want to see Jesus." Eh? Some chapels, you know, some churches put that in the pulpit on a card. I've seen it. So the preacher, when he's there, he can see this and it says, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And I believe some stick it on the back wall. So when he stands up, if he's looking at the people at all, if he's not looking out the window, as some do, or looking at the ceiling, he might, well, let's hope he sees this. And what the people are saying is, "We want to see Jesus in what you talk about today." You see, I remember, I think it was two Puritans were discussing a sermon they heard one day, and one said, "Yeah, well, it's all very good and all that." He said, "But the trouble with it was," he said, "there wasn't enough of Christ in it for me. There wasn't enough of Christ in it for me." Now, was he right to say that? Well, as I read my Bible, this is what I find. The Bible tells me that Christ is in all the scriptures. So if I'm going to preach the scriptures, I can't be long before I'm talking about Jesus, can I? But you see, today, as far as I understand it, there's lots of sermons on church government and personal relationships and gender issues and self-fulfillment and all that kind of stuff. Well, there might be a place for some of that. But I'll tell you what there is a place for. To see Jesus. That is the one thing needful. There's a hymn, I don't know if you know it or not, I think it's by Samuel Medley. "Jesus, engrave it on my heart that thou the one thing needful art." Whatever else you see, whenever you read the Bible, it's not just preachers, by the way, whenever you open your Bible, there's plenty of stuff in the Bible I know about other things, but it's never very far away you will find Jesus. And actually, you can find him everywhere if you're prepared to look. What a better word could I have? What better word could I have for an unbeliever? I'm recording this, as you know. It's only 10 minutes, but in those 10 minutes, I can say this to an unbeliever. Whoever you are and wherever you are, I know you think you have many needs. I know you think you've got many issues and many difficulties and all the rest of it. And you're looking in this place and that place. Some of you are looking to Muhammad and Allah. They're doing that in many parts of the world, you know. Some of them are looking to Buddhas and gurus and philosophers and religion and church and baptism. They're looking in the wrong place. Where should they look? Jesus. He is the name. His name is the only name given to us by which we can be saved. And there is no other way, he said it himself. There is no other way to God but through me. Now that's a bit exclusive, isn't it? No, it's totally exclusive. There is no other way. That's why we must see Jesus. That's why we must preach Jesus. So I would say to any unbeliever, stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at the church. Stop looking at this and that and the other. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Sir, we would see Jesus. But it's a word for us, my friend, because there's believers here this morning, isn't there? See, I don't need to know what your problem is, because you've got one, haven't you? You have. We all have. We're all in difficulties in one way or another. We've all got issues. Some people are doubting, aren't they? Some people are afraid. Some people are worried. Look at our dear friend, Roger, Look at his family now. Think of what they're going through at the moment. What would we say to them? Ultimately, the answer to all our problems, to all our issues, is to fix our eyes on Jesus. Some men tell us we've got to fix our eyes on the law. I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus. When I read my Bible, all my Bible is telling me to look to Jesus. Take the letter to the Hebrews. We're studying that on an afternoon here on a Sunday. And I'll tell you, on every verse, every page, it's saying, look to Jesus. Consider him. Set your mind on him and all that kind of stuff. You get it all over the New Testament. In fact, you get it all over the Bible. The Greeks had it right. I will put it to you, my friend. I don't know what you're going back to. And anyway, none of us know what's going to come tomorrow, do we? No, I don't. Nor you. Nor this afternoon either, for that. But I know what the answer to my issue is, and yours. Jesus. But, one last word. Make sure it's the Jesus of the Bible. There's a lot of Jesuses out there, you know. Oh, yeah. But they aren't the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible is the Son of God. The incarnate Son of God. The sinless Son of God. Who lived amongst sinners. Kept the law of God perfectly, then took his perfection to the cross and suffered in the place of sinners. The substitute Jesus. The sinner's substitute. Hanging on the cross, and by his blood we are washed from our sins and we're clothed in his righteousness. Now he's ascended. Now he's in glory. And what's he doing? He's ever living to make intercession for us. And he's coming again. And he shall take us from the grave, our dear friend Roger, and me, and you. He'll lift us, and we shall be forever with the Lord. We shall face him in judgment. That's the Jesus of the Bible. But he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So, the chorus says, fix your eyes upon Jesus. But my text was, we would see Jesus. I advise you, my friend, whenever you open your Bible, whenever you're listening to a preacher, whatever else you're looking for, look for Jesus. Jesus is all. Yeah. Christ is all. That's my text, sir. We would see Jesus. Take it home with you, my friend. Take it home with you. Amen.